sides of home. Growing ever anxious as I watch the falling snow, my mind begins to travel to a time so long ago.
Rhonda Vincent and the Rage getting our holiday season started out there, and one from her Christmas album put out about this time last year. Hello everyone, Roger Smith here, your host for the Listener's Choice, this being edition number 33, the Christmas edition for 2007. And this tape is yours to keep. We decided just to send them out in envelopes this year, and those of you who get Maryland's Rocking Around the Track will get it as well in the same envelope. And you can keep both the tapes, or whichever one you get. And we'll get the boxes started back again in the spring, along about March. Hope everyone is having a good start to the holiday season, as we certainly are. And if you need to get in touch with us for any reason, to have a request for the Listener's Choice normal editions, if you will, or to give us a change of address or anything like that, email me at snakeguy@insightbb.com. That's insightbb, BB as in broadband, snakeguy@insightbb.com. Or leave me a message at the following phone number, area code 773-572-7899, and we'll see if we can't get you taken care of. We've got a lot of Christmas music to play for this one, so let's get started here. You know, back a few Christmas issues ago, I played the recitation, The Christmas Guest, made famous years ago by Grandpa Jones. Well, back in 1986, Reba McEntire recorded a Christmas album, one of two that she has, and she also recorded this recitation, and I'm going to play that for you. I think she did a really nice job with it. Now, back in 1986, Reba McEntire was about as hot as it ever gets in the country music industry. That girl was cooking. I mean, she could do no wrong. And she recorded this album and, like I said, chose to do this recitation. And I think it turned out pretty well. So let's hear it and see what you think about it. Reba McEntire.
It happened one day near December's end, two neighbors called on an old friend. and they found his shop so meager and lean, made gay with 1,000 bows of green. And Conrad was sitting with face ashine when he suddenly stopped as he stitched a twine, and he said, "Oh, friends, at dawn today, when the cock was crowing the night away, the Lord appeared in a dream to me and said, I'm coming your guest to be. So I've been busy with feet astir and strewing my shop with branches of fir. The table is spread and the kettle is shine, and over the rafters the holly is twined. Now I'll wait for my Lord to appear and listen closely so I will hear his step as he nears my humble place. And I open the door and look on his face." So his friends went home and left Conrad alone, for this was the happiest day he had known. For long since his family had passed away, and Conrad had spent many a sad Christmas day. But he knew with the Lord as his Christmas guest, this Christmas would be the dearest and best. So he listened with only joy in his heart, and with every sound he would rise with a start and look for the Lord to be at his door, like the vision he had had a few hours before. So he ran to the window after hearing a sound, but all he could see on the snow-covered ground was a shabby beggar whose shoes were torn, and all of his clothes were ragged and worn. But Conrad was touched, and he went to the door, and he said, "You know, your feet must be frozen and sore. I have some shoes in my shop for you, and a coat that'll keep you warmer, too." So with grateful heart the man went away, but Conrad noticed the time of day and wondered what made the Lord so late and how much longer he'd have to wait. When he heard a knock, he ran to the door, but it was only a stranger once more, a bent old lady with a shawl of black, with a bundle of kindling piled on her back. She asked for only a place to rest, but that was reserved for Conrad's great guest. But her voice seemed to plead, "Don't send me away. Let me rest for a while on Christmas Day." So old Conrad brewed her a steaming cup and told her to sit at the table and sup. But after she left, he was filled with dismay, for he saw that the hours were slipping away, and the Lord hadn't come as he said he would, and Conrad felt sure he'd misunderstood. When out of the stillness he heard a cry, "Please help me and tell me where am I?" So again he opened his friendly door and stood disappointed as twice before. It was only a child who'd wandered away and was lost from her family on Christmas Day. Again, Conrad's heart was heavy and sad, but he knew he should make the little girl glad. So he called her in and he wiped her tears and quieted all her childish fears. Then he led her back to her home once more. But as he entered his own darkened door, he knew the Lord was not coming today, for the hours of Christmas had passed away. So he went to his room and knelt down to pray, and he said, "Dear Lord, why did you delay? What kept you from coming to call on me? For I wanted so much your face to see." When soft in the silence a voice he heard, "Lift up your head, for I kept my word. 3 times my shadow crossed your floor, and 3 times I came to your lonely door. I was the beggar with bruised cold feet, and I was the woman you gave something to eat. I was the child on the homeless street. 3 times I knocked, and 3 times I came in, and each time I found the warmth of a friend. Of all the gifts, love is the best, and I was honored to be your Christmas guest."
Christmas Eve all alone. Think about the folks back home. Through the pines I hear the lonesome wind blow. Cider's hot, drink my fill, red oak fire to break the chill. Thoughts of home reflecting in my window. For several weeks the creek's been froze, can't get out, the roads are closed. It's been quite a spell of nasty weather. It's my favorite time of year, but home's a thousand miles from here. I wish so much that we were all together. I can see us round the Christmas tree. Snowflakes falling, my heart's calling me back to Tennessee. Blanket of new fallen snow has covered up the undergrowth. The mountainside is glowing in the moonlight. Though it's a picture perfect scene, I close my eyes and still I dream of being home in Tennessee tonight. I can see us round the Christmas tree. Snowflakes falling, my heart's calling me back to Tennessee. I can see us round the Christmas tree. Snowflakes falling, my heart's calling me back to Tennessee.
Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver, and one from their great Christmas album from a few years back, and let's go back now even further than that and pick up one from Marty Robbins. Marty Robbins had two Christmas albums in his day, and we're going to get one now called Christmas is for Kids Anyway.
May the children of the world, every boy and every girl, have a bigger and better Christmas day. For they all need a part in somebody's heart. Since Christmas is for kids anyway, Christmas is for kids anyway. You hear this expression every day. May the one far and near have a plenty this year. Since Christmas is for kids anyway, may we all look around for a child who's been let down and love him as we would be loved. And regardless money taking. Since Christmas is for kids anyway, Christmas is for kids anyway. You hear this expression every day. May the ones far and near have a plenty this year. Since Christmas is for kids anyway.
Modern sound for you there than we have been playing. Aaron Tippin there from his album, and he's awful glad that Santa Claus is not a single guy. All right. Well, a couple of issues ago, I played a song from the Skaggs Family Christmas album that featured Ricky and Sharon Skaggs' daughter, Molly, and they did a little Drummer Boy. I'm going to play one for you now by another one of their daughters. This features Rachel, and this is her rendition of What Child Is This?
What child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet while shepherds are keeping. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary. Why lies he in such mean estate, where ox and ass are feeding? Could Christian fear for sinners hear? The silent word is pleading. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and
Lovelace for us there, and Joy to the World. I don't know who she was using for her harmony backups, but they certainly got quite a sound, whoever it was. That'll put you in the holiday spirit, won't it? Well, that's just about going to do it for this side of the tape, or this file, whichever one you're doing. I want to also welcome those of you who are listening on www.bluegrasspals.com and who are bringing us down from online and listening to us. I want to welcome you all also. You're always more than welcome to the listener's choice. Let's close this side, or this file, whichever one you will, out with one from the Dirt Band, and all about Colorado Christmas. And we will see you on side two.
Looking out the window of this Hollywood hotel, you'd never know that it was Christmas Eve. The billboards and the neon took the place of silver bells, and the temperature is 84 degrees. I can hear the traffic on the crowded strip below as the palm trees poke their heads above the scene. But there's not a single reindeer, and it hardly ever snows, and Santa drives a Rolls-Royce limousine. But all along the Rockies you can feel it in the air, from Telluride to Boulder down below. In the morning I would run to see the tree, and the carolers on the hillside sang their songs of Christmas joy. Well, I always thought they sang them just for me. Now the sun is setting in the California sky, and I can't find the spirit anywhere. So I think it's time for me to tell Los Angeles goodbye. I'm going back home to look for Christmas there. But all along the Rockies you can feel it in the air, from Telluride to Boulder down below. Colorado snow. It's a quiet Christmas morning in the Colorado snow.